worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Again, Luke 1, starting at verse 26. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." Again, verses 39 to 45, Luke chapter 1. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful and the glorious story of Christmas. Thank you for the many ways the story blesses us and encourages us and points us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to make time along with our families to read through all the Christmas stories many times during the Christmas season, and help us to allow it to speak mightily to you, to speak mightily to us through these stories, stirring us and setting us on fire afresh to be bright, shining witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ, believers who recognize that Jesus Christ truly was and is the greatest gift the world has ever received. And help us to be about your business throughout the Christmas season and far beyond as well, living to be witnesses for Jesus Christ mightily wherever we go. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're continuing to remind you, if you haven't taken the time to see it already, we hope that you'll take time to watch the movie In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. This movie is a feature-length documentary that presents greatly needed truth with compassion and clarity through powerful personal testimonies, careful Bible teaching, and scientific evidences. You can watch it for free. Go to inhisimage.movie. Again, that's inhisimage.movie. Hope you'll take the time to do that. Also, we're encouraging you to partner with us here at American Family, the American Family Association, and receive a special edition DVD of In His Image. Help us spread this powerful message by donating a gift of any amount and receive the 2-disc In His Image DVD set. You can share the feature-length documentary with friends and family and explore over 3 hours of special features on Disc 2 that include deleted scenes, extended interviews, and biblical answers to commonly asked questions. Your gifts help AFA share the redemptive hope of the gospel presented in the powerful documentary In His Image. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today, we're looking at the topic of ministry and mission in the Christmas stories. And as we begin, we're going to listen to a beautiful song by Forever Jones called Gloria. Again, the music of Forever Jones, Gloria. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Just a reminder to every single listener, we're encouraging you during the Christmas season to take time to read all the way through the Christmas narratives. You know, in addition to the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the gifts given to the Christ child in Matthew chapter 2, there's much more treasure to be found in the stories of Christmas in God's Word. In Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2, the stories in Scripture that make up what we call the Christmas story are found. And it's here in these four chapters that we find in God's Word a treasury of grace, salvation, and hope that make up the wonderful and blessed story of Christmas. The narratives or stories, narrative is a kind of a big word for story, but the narratives that make up the Christmas story are simple, yet they're profound. They're humble yet glorious, and they're full of wonder. They're about normal people who have encounters with wonderful and supernatural events. Normal people who've encountered a supernatural God, our Heavenly Father. In these stories, God invades the earth with His peace, His hope, and the gift of salvation, His Son, Jesus Christ. During Advent, consider a few suggestions that can greatly bless your observance of Christmas. Take time to read Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2 all the way through with your family. And when you finish reading them, read them again. And then when you finish reading them, read them again and several times throughout the month of December. That would be our encouragement to you. You can read it as an individual believer, but also again, please take time to read it with your family. Parents, have your young children take turns reading portions of these passages. And also, allow them to stop and ask questions. And remember this, they're going to ask questions. Children always have questions about the powerful and wonderful and glorious story of Christmas, the coming of Christ on that first Christmas. I would encourage you, record the questions, because many times it's the Holy Spirit speaking through your children when they ask these wonderful questions about Christmas. Hope you'll take time to do that. And so read them and read them out loud together as a family. That's a very good thing. And again, read them several times and take the time to do that. Again, it's a blessed and an enjoyable activity with your family. Now, please, during this holy season, make it a high priority to read through them. But also, I would encourage you to get an audio, some form of audio Bible, whether it's on your telephone or another form of audio Bible, and listen to them several times as well. Because again, the stories, the Holy Spirit will speak to you mightily through the stories. And so in the busyness of our lives, again, we need to learn some important lessons from the wise men of Matthew chapter 2. In the busyness of their lives, they were wise enough to put aside their busyness. They took much of their time, money, and energy and effort to follow God. They followed the divinely guided star to find the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's you and I this Christmas be wise men and women, people who are willing to put aside our weapons of mass distraction, our TVs, our computers, our game systems, our CD players, cell phones, and let's put aside, again, a lot of the extra shopping and gift buying and seek Christ in the Word. Because remember this, if you're looking for Jesus, you can always find Him in the Word of God because He is the Word of God. Now, some believers may read the Christmas stories once or twice during the Christmas season, and that's good. But it's better to read them, I think, over and over again several times, because why only nibble on God's word instead of just feasting on his powerful word? And if you do that, it'll bless you, it'll bless your family, and it'll help you grow in your understanding of the meaning behind the story of Christmas. And let me say this very clearly. The story of Christmas is about ministry. It's about mission. It's about believers who know God and follow God and are seeking to be vessels that will help cooperate with the Holy Spirit to accomplish the work and the will of God. It's important to recognize that. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you give all of us as believers to be bright, shining witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ during this Christmas season. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of evangelism. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of discipleship. Help us to recognize that during this Christmas season, lots of people are dealing with loneliness. Lots of people are feeling isolated, especially with all that's going on in the world. Give us wisdom, grace, and strategic ideas about how to reach out to minister to others, whether it be by telephone or in person or by way of Zoom or other ways by way of the internet. But help us, Lord, to be creative and aggressive about telling the world the wonderful story of how Jesus brought salvation to the world. Help us to know, Lord, that you've called all of us to be involved in the wonderful and the glorious work of evangelism and discipleship. And help us to know, Lord, that that's what you've called us to do. In Matthew chapter 28, you've told us to go into all the world and make disciples. Help us to recognize, Lord, that this should never be seen as a burden, but it's a great, joyous opportunity for us to be vessels used by you to accomplish the greatest work in the world, your will, your work, and the building of your kingdom. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking today at the topic of ministry and missions in the Christmas stories. And so today, as we'll be looking at the Christmas stories, at least some of them as found in Matthew chapters 1 and 2, I want you to listen and learn. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you and encourage you to be a vessel that God can use all the time. There's so many needs in the world. The world is hurting. The world is bleeding. The world is dying in so many regards. Yet we serve a God of joy, a God of hope, a God who is the answer to all of the world's problems. How important it is that we're vessels that the Holy Spirit can use every day to accomplish God's work and God's will. You know how easy it is for us to call someone up and ask them, how can I pray for you? And take time to pray for them. The Holy Spirit can use believers wonderfully that will simply take time to use their phone in that way to be a vessel for his work and his will. How important it is for, again, even in our gift giving during the Christmas season, take time to place gospel tracts in the gifts that you give away and pray over those gifts. In fact, pray and ask God to guide you in the selection of gifts before you buy them and place gospel tracts in them. Pray that the recipient will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that the Holy Spirit would do a mighty work in their lives. If they're already saved, that God would do a work in their lives to help them grow and be set on fire afresh with the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you again for the opportunity for us to be doing ministry during this season and to give gifts. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace so that we'll be wise in our gift selections, wise in our giving out of tracts individually and giving and placing tracts even in gifts. And help us to be wise about just wherever we go, listening to the Holy Spirit. Help us to have ears to hear as you speak to us about how to minister to those around us, wherever we may run into people in need. And help us to know, Lord, the needs are all around us. Help us to always function and walk with the spirit of compassion, mercy, and grace upon us wherever we go. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercessions. Today we're looking at the topic of ministry and missions in the Christmas stories. We'll be right back.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship you. And now that's why we sing Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Let heaven and nature sing.
Music of B.B. and C.C. Winan, Joy to the World. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic of ministry and mission in the Christmas stories, and we pick up now reading in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her, who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Ammon, and Ammon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiad. Abiad begot Eliakim. And Eliakim begot Azor. Azor begot Zadok. Zadok begot Akim. And Akim begot Eliad. Eliad begot Eleazar. Eleazar begot Mathan. And Mathan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations, and from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Again, Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. Again, today we're looking at the topic of ministry and missions in the stories of Christmas. Now we're going to listen to music now from Michael W. Smith, a song entitled Christmas Time.
Thank you. Christmas time is here.
Music of Michael W. Smith, Christmas Time. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're looking today at the topic of ministry and missions in the Christmas stories, and we're encouraging you and challenging you to really ask the Lord to anoint you afresh with His Holy Spirit, that is the Spirit of ministry. Remember this, the Holy Spirit is all about ministry. All the time, He's leading us to be used of the Lord to accomplish His will. Our job is to listen and obey. And so as we look at the Christmas story is largely about individuals who had unique callings and assignments from the Lord. And they were called to obey God. They were called to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. And so as we look in Matthew chapter 1, of course, it starts out with the genealogy of Christ. And then he immediately begins to talk about Joseph and Mary. And of course, Joseph is a young man who he's betrothed to his wife and probably excited about being married, and then finds out that she's pregnant before they've consummated their marriage. Well, Joseph's intentions are in an honorable way to quietly divorce her. But then God steps into his dream. He sends an angel into Joseph's dream and lets him know that he doesn't have to be afraid to marry Mary, that this is of the Holy Spirit, that Mary's being pregnant is of the Holy Spirit, and this is all a part of the divine plan of God to bring the Messiah into the world. And Joseph was called by God to be a critical part of that important work in the world. Well, Joseph cooperates with the Holy Spirit in the work and the will of God, and he takes Mary as his wife and serves as the earthly father of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He chose to obey God. He chose to follow God. He chose to cooperate with the Spirit of God and the Word and the will of God. This, too, is a critical goal for all of us as believers. We're to read the Word of God, and we're to choose to obey it. We're to listen to what the Holy Spirit guides and directs us to for our individual assignments and the work that God has called us to as individual believers, and we're to fully cooperate and obey what the Word of God and the Spirit of God tells us to do. God has work and ministry for every one of us to do every single day, but a big part of that is listening to the Spirit of God and the Word of God and being obedient, being willing to cooperate with what the Word of God and the Spirit of God is doing in and around our lives. How important it is that we recognize that obedience to God's Word and will is so, so very important. Father, help us to learn from the wonderful example of Joseph, a man who, as he heard your Word and your will, as you, in his life, stepped into his dream several times, and you spoke your Word to him, he obeyed you and followed you, and you used him mightily to bless the world, to be the earthly dad of the Messiah. He was a protector in obedience to you, a guide. He was the man who taught Jesus a trade, the trade of being a carpenter. Father, help us to be committed to hearing your Word and obeying your Word, whatever it might be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Continue to look in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, tells us these words. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Verses 1 through 12, Matthew chapter 2. Here in Matthew chapter 2, of course, we see the wonderful and the glorious story of the wise men who came to find the Lord Jesus Christ in the promised land. And specifically, again, we're wise to learn from the obedience of the obedient servants of the Lord in the Christmas story. And of course, the wise men are just that, wonderful role models. Notice the chapter, near the beginning of the chapter, specifically the wise men asked the question, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and have come to worship him." And of course, looking once again at the powerful example of the wise men, there are a number of very important ways we can learn from the wise men and learn how they followed God, how they served God, and how we can learn and be wise to follow them in their footsteps in a number of ways. First and foremost, again, they knew God. They knew God even though they were not Jewish. They were actually Persians. But apparently they knew the Lord, and they were apparently intimate in their walk and relationship with the Lord as well. And keep in mind, God calls every believer to an intimate walk with him. You know, I think it's very helpful for us to keep in mind that the three letters of the word pro remind us of three basic building blocks or ingredients in the life of a disciple that can help us draw close to God and stay close. P-R-O, P referring to our prayer life, having a vibrant and strong prayer life. That's a wonderful and important part of the life of every disciple. R refers to reading, that is reading and studying the Word of God. We're all called to be diligent students of God's Word who read and meditate on His Word daily. And O refers to obedience. Every believer is called to not only read the Word of God, but to obey the Word of God and to obey the Spirit of God as He directs us into the Word and the will of God. The wise men, again, they apparently knew God, and apparently they were men of prayer and worship, and they'd come a long way to worship the King. And what a wonderful example they are to us. We too are called to live lives given to prayer, and we're called to live lives full of worship. The fact is, we can't thank and praise and worship God too much. There's no such thing. God is deserving of all the thanks, the praise, and the worship we can give Him, and so much more. And we're wise to ask God to help us to live lifestyles full of prayer, full of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Father, anoint us all today afresh with the spirit of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Help us to recognize, Lord, that You've called us to be believers who live in the prayer mode all the time. In fact, You've commanded us to pray without ceasing. Father, more and more, teach us how to do that. Guide us by Your Spirit to live a lifestyle doing just that. And more, empower us to be role models to encourage others to do the same. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of worship and praise, Lord. Help us to recognize and be mindful, Lord, that, again, You're worthy of all the praise and worship we can give You and so much more. Help us to live so that daily we're living that out. Teach us more and more to live in a lifestyle of praise and worship all the time. Thank You, Father, for eternal life. Thank You for health and strength. Thank You for the chance to know You, to serve You. Thank You for the opportunity for us to be involved in the wonderful work of sharing the gospel, the wonderful work of making disciples, helping others to grow in the Lord. Thank You for the opportunity to give of that which You've so generously given us. And thank You for the joy that is ours as we learn to be generous givers. Help us to recognize, Lord, that as we walk in love, we're imitating You. As we give of ourselves, we're imitating You. And help us to know, Lord, that that's what You called us all to do. And Father, Fill us with your spirit of joy, like the wise men today as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking at the topic of ministry and missions in the Christmas stories. We'll be right back. BB and CC Wine in Silent Night. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue looking at the topic of ministry and missions in the Christmas stories. And we're looking at Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, the story of the wise man. And keep in mind again, we're wise to be listening and learning from the obedience and the commitment and the passion for the Lord that a number of the servants in the Christmas stories displayed as they followed the Lord and did what he directed them to do. Again, we talked about the wise men came from Persia, and apparently they knew the Lord. And it seemed sadly that the Jewish people who greeted them and saw them were surprised that they came and didn't seem to really be on top of what they were speaking of. And sadly, though, what really was going on was the Jewish people had been looking for the Messiah for all these years. What a tragedy it is to miss God. The wise men apparently were close to the Lord. They knew God, and they'd been listening to God and walking with God. And so when they saw the star, they knew what the star meant. But obviously, many people in Judea did not know what the star meant. They saw it, but they didn't know what it meant. Yet, keep in mind, when we stay close to God, God gives us insight and understanding about things that others completely miss. Because when we're in close relationship with God, God tells us secrets. He tells us things about that are important to his work and his will in the world. The wise men were close to God and they knew what the star meant. And apparently God had directed them to pack up and come and follow the star to find the Messiah. And that's what they did. And they came to Jerusalem looking for the Messiah. So their obedience is a great thing we can look at and learn from, because we're all called to live obedient lives where we continually read the Word of God, obey it, and follow the Holy Spirit's guiding and direction as well. So they came a long way to find the Lord Jesus Christ, and they came a long way to worship him. But also, they brought gifts. And keep in mind, again, because they were intimate with God and were sought God and listened to God, even the gifts they brought were prophetic gifts. In other words, the Holy Spirit had directed them insofar as what to get for the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the gifts they brought were the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Again, they followed the Lord's direction in selecting the gifts, and each gift had a prophetic meaning behind it. Gold was the gift you'd give to a king. And of course, Jesus is the great King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the greatest king that ever walked the earth. The second gift, frankincense, the gift you'd give to a high priest. Christ was the greatest high priest who ever walked the earth as well. And of course, the gift of myrrh was a gift you'd give to someone that was going to die. Well, of course, in something used for burial. Well, Jesus came to be the greatest sacrifice the world has ever known. And so the wise men were wise enough to listen to God in the selection of the gifts they brought. There were gifts that were prophetic in their meaning and also gifts that would point the world to and help them to help the world to better know who Jesus was. He's God. He's the Son of God. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our great high priest. He's the sacrificial lamb, and he's so much more as well. Well, again, the wise men were listening to God. And as we stay in close fellowship with God, God tells us secrets as well. He tells us and gives us insight and guidance about things that others don't know because they're not listening to the Holy Spirit. How important it is that we live lifestyles where we listen to the Holy Spirit and do what he tells us to do. And so, and even before they depart from the scene, the Lord directs them, don't go back to Herod. Well, of course, they listened to God and they did exactly what God directed them to do. How important it is that we as believers recognize that God calls all of us to live lives full of obedience to the Word of God and the Spirit of God. You and I are called to live lifestyles of obedience. It's important because that's how we get God's work done every day of our lives. God has work and will for each of us every day. He has ministry for us every day. Sometimes the Holy Spirit may prompt you to call someone up and check on them, call and pray for them. Call and ask them, how can I pray for you today? Sometimes he directs us to give them, to give money, or sometimes to give an item of clothing or other things to help other individuals. Listening to the Holy Spirit is so important, and God really does speak to all of his children every day. But the question is, are we listening? God has work for us to do absolutely every day. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful opportunity you give us daily. Help us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Looking further in Matthew chapter 2, starting at continuing in chapter 2, verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Again, verses 13 to 23, Matthew chapter 2. We see once again in this part of Matthew chapter 2, it picks up with Joseph once again after the wise men have departed. And Joseph is once again, he's following the Lord's direction. Keep in mind, in Matthew chapters 1 and 2, God speaks to Joseph at least four times. And each time that's recorded, God speaks to Joseph in a dream. Three of the four times, it specifically points out that an angel spoke to him in a dream. The last time, it doesn't mention an angel, but God gives Joseph direction by speaking to him in a dream four different times. Again, three times through an angel, and the third time, it does not mention an angel. But every time God gives Joseph direction, Joseph obeys. He obeys and does the word and the will of God. Well, keep in mind, I don't think I have the ability to stress to you how important it is that we as believers live lives of obedience. Again, if we simply obey the word of God, so many wonderful things can and will happen in the world. Yet tragically, too often, people who say they love the Lord aren't being obedient. We miss obeying God in big things and little things and in between things as well. Our obedience is so, so very important. One might ask, well, why didn't God just protect Jesus by sending a legion of angels to protect him? Well, God didn't need to use a legion of angels to do that. He simply used an obedient servant. And Joseph's obedience was what God used to protect the Messiah. Again, I don't think I can overemphasize how important your and my obedience to the Word of God and the Spirit of God is to each and every one of us and the kingdom of God in the world. Father, thank you for the opportunity. You give each of us to be vessels and believers that you can use to get your work done. Lord, anoint us afresh today with a spirit of obedience. Help us to be believers who are listening and obeying you moment by moment throughout our lives. And fill us anew with your spirit of compassion, grace, and mercy. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Music now from Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Music of Christmas.
There's a man who stands in the cold wind tonight, and he greets everyone passing by with a smile and a ringing bell. And the song that he's playing is his own way of saying, love is here. Music of Christmas. And there's a lady who sits all alone with her thoughts and the memories of all that she's lost. When she hears a sound at her door and the song comes to find her as a gentle reminder, love. It's the music of Christmas. So this song is with your heart, and you will hear a song in the laughter of a child. Oh, won't you listen for the sound?
In the music of Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Music of Christmas. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we've been looking at the topic of ministry and missions in the Christmas stories. And our challenge and encouragement to you during this Christmas season is to pray that God will use you mightily as a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, remember during the Christmas season, there are many people who may be unusually open to hearing the gospel. Lots of people are struggling with loneliness and so many different challenges with the world as it is today. Many people are ready and ripe to hear the gospel. How important it is that you and I live as ready vessels to share the gospel wherever God would have us to, in any setting, in any circumstance. Remember, carry gospel tracts with you wherever you go. Pray that God would send you along the path of the people he would have you to share the gospel with, and be ready and on all the time, ready to share it wherever the Lord would have you to do just that. And also, again, as I'd mentioned earlier, in your gift giving, I would encourage you to prayerfully consider putting a gospel track in every gift you give. Pray and ask the Lord to guide you in selecting gifts, because Certain gifts, again, as the Holy Spirit directs you, will point people to Christ as well. And so listening to God is so important for each and every one of us. And remember this. Remember, the Holy Spirit is all about ministry all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And ministry is simply doing the will of God in any setting or situation. Ministry is getting God's will done. And so living a life of ministry is what every believer is called to. Let's be ready and available vessels. Father, thank you for the opportunity for us to be used this Christmas season to do your work and your will. Lord, help us to be looking for opportunities to give gospel tracts away. Help us to carry them in our pockets and in our pocketbooks or each and every place we go. And help us to be ready to pray for others and to bless others in whatever way you would direct us to each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. My email is jparker@afa.net. We have lots of prayer and discipleship resources we'd be glad to send to you. We want to send to you. Simply email us and you can use them for you and your family, but also forward them, pass them on to others, because everyone can use help and strength in this area of their life. Hope you'll do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.